House District 35 includes Sitka, Petersburg, Hoonah, and the many smaller communities sprinkled in between. In the last election, a Republican from Petersburg, Stephen Samuelson, stepped up to challenge the Democratic incumbent, Sitka's Jonathan Christ Tompkins. This time around, Sitka Republicans are putting their own candidate forward.
Clearly, it would give anyone pause whether they wanted to jump into a situation like that. But someone has to do it, and not only the state, but Southeast needs our support and expertise, and I feel like I can offer that as well as anyone else.
This is Sheila Finkenbinder, a 25-year Sitka resident, a former aide to Representative Peggy Wilson, and the former director of Sitka's Chamber of Commerce. She'll be facing two-term incumbent Jonathan Christ Tompkins.
I think the goal is to create as much marginal benefit or improvement over the baseline as possible. And that's what I enjoy about the work, regardless of what the circumstances, even though it's pretty darn unfortunate right now.
Those unfortunate circumstances are a $4 billion state budget deficit, something no one foresaw when Christ Tompkins ran for election the first time in 2012. Finkenbinder hopes to convince voters that adding another Republican to the House majority would help the district and reinforce the work of longtime Senator Bert Stedman, who will be running unopposed this fall.
Someone who can bring a little more strength to our representation up there and help Bert with economic and infrastructure and resource development issues, we just don't think it's happening.
Christ Tompkins, however, argues that it's never been more advantageous to be a Democrat. To win the three-quarter majority needed to tap the state's savings accounts, Republicans have had to court the votes of Democrats. The results have been significant.
We just restored tens of millions of dollars for programs important to rural and coastal Alaska, for public education, for public media, public radio for that matter, ferry system, commercial fisheries division of ADF&G, through negotiation and the budget process, and that's probably more concentrated political leverage than exists anywhere in the legislature right now.
Finkenbinder came to Sitka with her late husband, Ken, in a trimaran sailboat and fell in love with the place. She's raised her family here, and she's been active in the community. She founded and ran a nonprofit business incubator for 10 years called Sitka Works, and she serves on the board of the Sitka Historical Society and the Sitka Republican Women. Given her activity in politics, it's natural to wonder why she didn't throw her hat in the ring in 2012 when redistricting left the House 35 seat wide open with only Haynes Republican Representative Bill Thomas the heir apparent. Finkenbinder says party loyalty was important in the decision by Sitka Republicans to stand down.
She was, after all, finance chair in the House and had a lot of seniority and was well-respected and known in the legislature. Why would we challenge that?
Jonathan Christ Tompkins, however, pounced on the opportunity. The 23-year-old was just a senior thesis away from his undergraduate degree at Yale University when he launched an all-out campaign to win the seat. He traveled the district extensively, expertly used social media, and defeated Thomas by 34 votes. He became the legislature's youngest member at the time, but never got around to finishing that senior paper.
Left school to run and have not come back, at least not yet.
Christ Tompkins admits that while it's no substitute for academics, he does send his professors copies of his legislative newsletter. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.